for me, though?
I don't remember.
Who sofer yoter chashuv mimenu?
Guards, tells, reads more importantly than me.
Sofer is an author.
He thinks more than him.
Oh, he's a more.
Sofer is an author.
Okay, he's a more
he's
more
important author.
He's a better author than I am.
Mm-hmm. More pronoun, right? Yeah. More important than we are.
Then.
I, is that
I? It's both, right? The classical form imenu is from him and from us. Only in modern Hebrew they say imenu with O for him, right?
But this is menu. This is menu.
Which is
two. Because this is a classical Hebrew.
But it means us
and
also
from him.
It means not us.
From, no, it's not from us here. It will be from him here.
It has two places on
again,
the chart.
Mimenu is the correct normative grammatical form. From him and from us became one.
Okay.
Because who is u and nu is u. So they identified morphologically.
Okay.
So the same morphological form can mean two things. Modern Israelis could not bear that. So they differentiated. So they say, who sofer yoter tov mimeno? Okay, they will go to O, Mimeno, from him. He is a better author than him. Okay? But the proper grammar will request them to say, Hu sofer yoter chashuv mimeno.
So modern Hebrew uses this for from us.
From him.
Only from
well,
us.
Well, this is this for Mimeno, only from us. Yeah.
So which one's from us and which one's from. And how would you
the
say
the new suffix nu stays from us.
From Mimeno.
From him, Mimeno. From him.
So modern.
But it's only modern Hebrew spoken. Spoken language.
How about biblical
Mimeno for both. There was an idea. There was a.
Okay.
The whole problem started that the forms identified. So you have one morphological form that means two things, one from the singular who and one from the plural nu. And you need to look at the chart I gave you.
Right. But this does not mean biblically from us, it only means from him.
No, it means
that's
both.
The context that tells you that it's from him.
It's both.
I got it. Thank you. That's
in this context.
Thank you. I got it.
Only you need to consider tools to help you. Context.
Well, I didn't think it made sense from us in this context.
That's right.
I forgot this other meaning.
Okay. And Bubba doesn't make any sense.
Well, Bubba was just wrong. Okay.
So I think I got the next one wrong.
He canta et.
Hasimla
ha'aduma. Simla aduma, noun adjective.
Hey.
Hasimla ha'aduma.
And the et.
Well, and the et tells you
and et, absolutement. Hem sharu. Shirim Ivriyim. A noun and an adjective.
Hem
sharu shirim ivriyim. Ani karati et
Hashirim.
Shirei ha-meshoreret. Meshoreret is a poet. If you didn't do the exercise and you just market it now, you will not learn anything. It's better to do it on your own and make the mistakes so you can process.
So I want to go back to this at number two, the et.
Et ha.
Et ha.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you.
Meshoreret is a noun.
Yeah, and it's.
Meshoreret is a participle.
So three and four.
Is a noun.
Betach.
Functioning is a noun.
Yes,
okay.
A poet.
Yeah, so right. Shireim because, and that's because it's Ivrim.
Oh, you mean three?
Yes, so Shirim, Ivrim.
Ivriyim is an adjective. Ivri, Ivriya, Ivriyim, Ivriyot.
So, but
it's
then the
adjective.
Fourth one
sing,
is...
Hebrew songs.
The fourth one's
Mehut. Hebrew songs. Okay. And the songs of the...
And the songs of the poet is the next one.
Songs of the... Okay.
Of the poet.
So... Yeah.
Right.
The children of the rabbi, Yaldei Harav. Hayeladim Shel Harav, Yaldei Harav. Hashirim Shel Hameshoreret, Shirei Hameshoreret. Chapter 1, Book 3, Review. Hem Yote.
Yep. Hem. I said
Hem.
הכי.
הכי חכמים במשפחה. They are the wisest in the family. הם הכי חכמים. הכי is the modifier for superlatives, the most. The wisest in the family. אם
תלמד,
כן,
תצליח.
That's right. אם תלמד, תצליח. If you study, you'll succeed. And the only reason you don't have will study after if is because the English has that rule, not Hebrew. Mm. Right? In English you have after if, you never say will. So you will translate the sentence, if you study, you will be successful.
But here it's an always future tense, which is
because
not...
Because in Hebrew that rule, right, doesn't exist. It's template difference. אם תלמד, תצליח. העשיר קנה...
ספריו.
ספרים.
The wealthy man bought books for the school. So, קנה ספרים לבית הספר. He didn't buy his books for the school. Right? ספריו are his books. Right?
Yeah. I had translated. He, I don't know what
he
I was
bought?
Thinking. I was thinking... He brought his books to the school.
He brought.
But yeah. That was a flip on my mind. Okay. But had it been bought, it would have been the correct one then.
Okay.
All right, there you go.
Okay, now, לא הייתה בבית.
כן.
מי לא הייתה בבית?
חברי.
לא הייתה בבית.
מי? לא הייתה, חברי או חברתי?
I have חברי.
Why do you have חברי? Why do you have חברתי?
My friends were
Which חברי means what?
Friends
are... What, translate, מה זה חברי? החבר שלי. נכון, החבר שלי. החבר שלי is my friend, masculine, singular. מה זה חברתי?
It's female friend.
Female friend. החברה שלי. החברה שלי. Now, what is the verb you have?
Well, it's feminine verb.
Which is feminine. So, so feminine has to agree.
Feminine.
And the feminine and got the top to make it.
That's right. Kita, kita ti. Kon yalda yalda ti. Okay?
Chavera,
chaver ti.
So you would say chaver sheli in the feminine. I'm not familiar. I don't understand how you put together that.
Yes, I know. You need to review book 3, chapter 1.
Okay.
And there's a summary of it in the back of this book.
Yes. Well, that's what I was kind of looking at, actually.
So, Jen, will you schedule office hours with me before the end of... Thank you.
Tomorrow. Next week.
Next week.
Okay.
Before Wednesday next week. Teisha, who rats...
Eleha.
Who rats Eleha maher?
The Aleph, right.
Eleha with Aleph. Right, he runs to her. Shlomo, ani ohevet et
Sipurecha?
Betach. Direct speech. Shlomo, I love your stories. 11. Hu haya?
Rotze.
Betach. Hu haya rotze lalechat iti. He would have loved to go with me. He would have liked to go with me. Yeah? 12. Hu lo?
החכם.
נכון. הוא לא החכם בבנים. He is not the wisest.
Because he is the... Right? And you have to have... Because of the chet, you have the segol.
But did you ask why is he or why is החכם? Why did we pick החכם instead of חכם? Or did you ask?
I know why the he is, but...
Yeah, okay.
So
why did we pick החכם and not חכם?
He was not...
Because one of... That's right, the most. Remember the superlative forms. The superlative. הוא לא הרחב הבני. He's not the wisest among the boys. ראש הנזירים דיבר...
עליו.
בכנסייה.
Really?
בטח.
I thought it was low. Why?
Because דיבר... דיבר has to go with L.
Oh, just a...
Remember, ויאמר אדוני אל משה לאמור, דבר אל בני ישראל, אז דבר אל. Okay, you don't have אל here. But you can talk about someone, right? So the head of the monks talked about him in the church. כן? דיבר עליו. משה דיבר אל בני ישראל, אבל הוא מדבר עם אלוהים על בני ישראל.
Well, דבר על means to talk.
About.
About.
A subject or about someone.
Upon. And to talk about.
Al with an ayin.
But what is el?
Two.
Right.
ויאמר אדוני אל משה לאמור, דבר אל בני ישראל, go talk to the Israelites.
And it needs, that's, and it's never, that's why it's not low, because you don't.
נכון, you don't use low. That's right, simple as that.
You don't.
The verb does not take le. It takes el.
Le David.
That's right, we don't say דבר le David, דבר
el. I knew that, yeah.
Okay. All right. The verb requires el or al. אנחנו רצינו לנסוע
Itam.
Itam means with them, like imam. אנחנו רצינו לנסוע itam. We wanted to travel with them. Itam, like imam. Right? Itam is now more what we use in spoken language. The imam stays for the higher register. Yes, in writing, the official language. Right? Nobody uses it in everyday language. Rosh ha'ir shalach. אוקיי. המורה שלח אותי למנהל. The teacher sent me to the principal. But the mayor sent me letters. So שלח takes both prepositions. Le ואת. Different meanings. When he sends me letters, when he sends me emails, when he sends me gifts, as opposed to sends me to the office, sends me to the principal, sends me
so it's
to the bank, okay. Sends okay. me. Yes? Okay. Direct okay. object versus okay. indirect object, two different okay. prepositions. Okay. Yeah?
Okay. Oh, those are the worst.
All right.
No, there's lots of this that is worse. But anyway. Right.
Mm-hmm. 293 essential. Mm-hmm. And these are all the essential pieces. So perhaps we could meet this evening, if I don't, should we take a break? Or
yeah, I still think it's some water.
It's quarter of two.
Well, it's or 1 minute to two. It's 12 minutes.
It's even. It's time even save to it for resume next week. Because we didn't take a break.
Okay, it's next week then, so I can
do. So we didn't try to share.
Oh no, I did it.
I had things for next week.
Weren't we going to read the story too? You were going to have each of us read some of it out loud.
And she didn't say what she was going to
do. That's right. She very specifically.
So. So 293 is an important exercise to go, and you know what happens when we do translations. We always have different ways to do it, and we learn from it. It's a very important skill. So let's do this. Next week we will continue here, 293. And we'll do the Sheikh Chayanu, God willing. Waiting for the Sheikh Chayanu. And hopefully I'll have an answer either by email from Barry
and we'll
or whatever.
Go over Gimel also, or
I don't plan on doing email. So if you want to Xerox it and give it to me, I'll check it for you. It's important because it's the prepositions you're gonna use. So maybe I'll give you a break and I'll go over it. So we'll see.
So, what is the time?
Oh, wow. It's quarter of two and we didn't take a break, so I'll just let you go early. Yeah, unless you want to tolerate.
No,
we'll
be okay. We'll leave early because I'm freezing.
It's cold in here.
I've been here since 9 o'clock this morning and I'm done.
Yeah, that's the US.
So, you know, those of you who didn't email me about the 10 weeks or whatever.
You want me to email you? I'm in.
You're in. Oh, and Jen, did you decide if you're in?
Oh, I'm in. Yeah,
you're
in. Even if it's Wednesday.
And Coleman decided he's in. You wanted to do it, and you still need to email me. And Emma, you're in, right?
The other option would be a Monday. That's for sure. Would anybody be interested in doing it on a Monday?
We cannot do a Monday. Okay. We cannot do a Thursday.
No. Okay.
I don't know.
Not even Monday evening? No.
It's okay, if Wednesday works for people, I will just
do it. Evenings are better. Monday
evening. If we do 5 o'clock or 5:30 or 6?
Yeah.
Is this still working?
What's that?
Is this still working?